Rebuttal to argument against Measure M. Follow the money. Opposition to Measure M, funded mostly by the Sacramento-based California Apartment Association and out-of-county real estate firms, has poured in over $500,000 to defeat essential renter protections for our community. Local governments need to address affordable housing, but only rent control will keep renters in their homes now. Renting families won't have to wait for future housing developments to set down roots. Social scientists agree that rent control works, and the California Democratic Party concurs, stating, rent control has provided seniors, the disabled and low-income tenants with stabilized housing and maintained the integrity of neighborhoods and communities. The opposition wildly distorts the facts regarding the rent board and other aspects of the measure. For example, Measure M does not change current state law on maximum occupancy. The Santa Cruz Sentinel confirms that Measure M is not extreme but in line with successful rent control ordinances in the San Francisco Bay Area, where few mom-and-pop landlords took their rental units off the market. Landlords will still have the right to evict tenants who break the lease, create a nuisance, or act illegally. Landlords can still write a lease to their liking, limiting subleasing if desired, and can still write short-term leases, up to a year, without obligation to pay relocation costs. Plus, landlords are guaranteed a fair return on their investment. Housing instability is undermining Santa Cruz. As long-term renters are displaced, our community loses nurses, teachers, and essential workers. We need the Santa Cruz Rent Control and Tenant Protection Act to preserve the quality of life for everyone. Vote yes on M.com. Daryl Darling, homeowner, Methodist minister. Elena Raymer, renter, Harbor High School teacher. Ayo Banjo, renter, president, UCSC Student Union Assembly. Narrator Robles, homeowner, city school social worker. Matthew Nathanson, homeowner, regional vice president, Service Employees International Union Local 521.